Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienya Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. I see Jesus entering into every difficult situation and giving you the testimony that you need. Say amen. Hallelujah. When you read Matthew chapter 21 verse 9, the B part says that blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. I declare that you are blessed because you have the name of the Lord. Amen. How many of us know that coming Friday is a special one? Hey! It is the Good Friday miracle service with our evangelist and our prophet, Bishop Dagwood Mills. I thought you would clap your hands. Hallelujah. And if you are here and you are not sure whether you want to go or not, change your mind, because a miracle awaits you. Tell your friend, a miracle awaits you in the name of Jesus. And this morning, the testimony we are going to receive will tell you how somebody went for the service with expectation and received a miracle. I see you receiving a miracle too in the name of Jesus. So let's put our hands together and welcome our brother George Elima as he shares his testimony. Encourage him. Encourage him. Keep encouraging him with a clap offering. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is George Elima.
Okay.
I'm a church planter.
Okay.
And I have a bus center at Gulf City.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. So what has the Lord done for you?
The Lord has done a wonderful thing in my life.
Wow.
It actually blew my mind.
Wow. Yeah. And what God is going to do, it will blow your mind. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, a few years ago, we're supposed to go for an annual medical checkup.
Medical review.
Yeah, review, okay. My company.
Okay.
And then it came out that I tested positive for hepatitis B.
Wow,
yeah.
Hepatitis B.
Yes.
The art students are confused. So let's put our hands together and welcome Dr. Foley as he briefly explains what hepatitis B is. Oh, encourage the doctor with a clap offering. Hallelujah. So we want to understand briefly what hepatitis B is.
Hello. Hepatitis B is actually a viral infection.
Wow.
And the mode of transmission is in various forms. When a mother is hepatitis B positive.
When a mother is hepatitis B positive, what
disease
happens?
The disease can be passed on to the baby.
Wow.
And then for adults, the mode of transmission is when you come into contact with a contaminated body fluid containing the virus.
Contaminated body fluid.
It could be
containing
the
virus.
Yes. Okay. Then you can also become infected with hepatitis B.
Wow.
And
so
then,
Dr. Foley is a medical doctor at the Ridge Hospital in Accra. Okay.
And then this virus, when you have this infection, it can either be in two forms. It can either be in an active form or dormant. When we say active, it means the virus is growing and multiplying.
Active?
Yes.
Okay.
And once it's growing and multiplying, it basically begins to attack your liver.
Wow.
So the normal liver, which is soft, will become hard
Wow.
And develop what we call nodules, like a pebble.
A pebble.
So once you are in this stage, your liver will begin to fail gradually, and then you develop liver failure.
Wow.
So you can commonly develop a condition called cirrhosis of the liver.
Cirrhosis of the liver. Wow.
Or you can develop a condition called cancer of the liver.
Hey. Okay, so you, doctor, pause and let him continue. Wow.
Amen.
Are you scared by the terms?
Seriously.
Okay. Yeah, so you were diagnosed of hepatitis B?
Yes, and then the doctor told me I was going to be on medication. He wasn't really sure when. I asked him whether I was going to get cured maybe within the next 2 months or 1 month or 1 year. Okay. And he wasn't really sure.
He wasn't sure?
Yeah.
But is it curable?
This is because there is no medical cure for hepatitis B.
Wow.
So once you have hepatitis B, you're going to be put on antiviral medication for life.
Wow.
So there is no cure.
It is not curable.
It's not curable.
Okay.
So the medicine he gave to me cost, I think, a little above 100 cedis or so.
Okay.
So I just asked myself, hey, so am I going to spend 100 cedis on medication every month?
Wow.
And even taking medicine alone is something else.
You don't like taking medicine.
At all.
Okay.
So it was really hard for me, actually. So, but I trusted God.
Wow.
So he gave me the medicine, and then I took it home.
Okay.
But somehow, I was being reluctant to take it.
Take it.
Yeah. I can say I was being a bit stubborn, though, because this medicine can take care of me, can get me healed or something. Then I was just...
It wasn't going to get you healed. It was going to manage
the situation. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, actually. Yeah, mercy. So, it went on for like a few months, and then I went to another hospital.
Wow.
To do the checkup, and then it came out positive again.
It was confirmed positive.
Yeah, confirmed positive. So within a year, I think I had done like 3 tests.
Okay.
Yeah, so it came that we had to go for the Good Friday miracle service.
Okay.
And then I told myself that this is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, tell yourself that this is it. Amen.
So
okay.
I just believe God. I just said, no, if people are receiving miracles, if people are giving this powerful testimonies at the miracle service, then why can't it be me? I cannot be left out of this miracle service. So I bought communion.
You bought communion?
Yeah.
Wow.
I went with the communion, and I placed it on the ground where we sat.
Wow.
Yeah. I was in the middle somewhere.
Okay.
And then people were giving testimonies with healings of liver and kidney infections and all that.
Wow.
And I said, God, if you don't heal me, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes.
You're the only one who can heal me of this disease.
Yeah.
So I trusted God. And then President Bishop also prayed some powerful prayers that day.
Wow.
And I believed it.
Hmm.
So when I came home, as I was about to take the communion, I was playing the video in the background.
Okay.
Believing God that every miracle that they received, I'm also going
You're
to receive
also
the
going
same.
To receive the same.
Yeah. So I believed God and I took the communion.
Hmm.
So I was taking it as a daily thing, like every day.
Wow.
When I'm going to work, I'll just take it. When I come back in the evening, I take them.
Yes.
So after a month, it even escaped my mind to go for the
medication,
test. Yeah,
the
that's
test
it.
Again. Okay.
Yeah. So after a month, it just occurred to me again that, but you've gone for this miracle service and then you don't believe taking the communion.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't you go and then test and then see whether... So I believed God and then I went to the same hospital.
Okay.
Yeah. And I tested and it came out negative.
What did you say? The test said what?
Negative.
Wow. Put your hands together for the Lord. For such a powerful testimony.
So I went to another hospital.
You wanted to confirm.
Yeah, just
double
to be
check.
Sure. Yeah, double check.
Hmm.
So I went to a different hospital. And then it came out again.
It was
negative.
Hey!
Yeah. So the doctor was even surprised that, gentleman, why are you trying to...
The doctors will be surprised. Hallelujah.
Yeah, because this is a very wild disease. So why are you trying to test for it? I see you. Why do you think you have it?
Mm.
And I said, no, I don't have it.
Wow.
Because I believe that God had healed me. And I
God.
Want to encourage
I
somebody
see
here
God
today.
God healing you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So, so as a medical doctor, what do you think about this?
I want to say that God has actually saved George, his wife, and the children yet to be born.
Wow.
So
this is a generational blessing.
It's a generational blessing. And he has been healed of this disease that does not have any medical cure. It is a miracle.
Wow. Church, are you sitting down when God has healed our brother of a disease that is not medically curable? Put your hands together for Jesus. And I see you receiving a miracle too as you go for the Good Friday miracle service. Shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. So what do you have to say? What do you have to say to someone?
I want to encourage somebody here. See, don't take this Good Friday miracle service for granted at all. And don't make it look as if somebody is forcing you to go. You should be blessed that buses are being made available for you. It's even a privilege for you to be there. So don't take every advantage. And then go for this service.
Hallelujah.
Encourage your friends, your family.
Amen.
Because I believe that a miracle awaits you too.
A miracle awaits you too. Oh, church, appreciate them with a clap offering. Hallelujah. So as the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 18, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. I want to encourage you that as you go for the miracle service, your expectation will not be cut off. Shout amen. God bless you. Amen.
Many wrong things, wash away my sins in the blood of Jesus. As I bow before your throne, and I kneel before your cross, mercy is what I need. Please have mercy on me. I'm turning from my past, Lord, give me your grace. Jesus, I want to thank you. My salvation, so making room for me. I wanna live my life saying thank you for my salvation. Live my life saying thank you for my salvation. me. I wanna live my life saying thank you for my salvation. Yeah, I can be your hand. Found me in a mess, wash me white as snow. Make me the salvation.
Together for Jesus.
Consem que assim a Jesus.
Hallelujah. Today is Palm Sunday. Yeah, Hosanna. Do you have your palm branches with you? Let me see. If you don't have something, tell your friend to just take one of the palm branch. Have you taken one? Can I see you waving it? This is Hosanna.
We are Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hallelujah. You have to say it three times. Hosanna. 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 I see you triumphantly entering your blessings in the name of. Listen, listen. When I finish, then you shout Hosanna. Hosanna.
Hosanna.
I see you triumphantly entering your blessings in the name of Jesus.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Everything that has been a hindrance to your breakthrough, today we remove it in Jesus' name.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
This week is going to be your most blessed week as we enter into Good Friday Miracle Service in the name of Jesus.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna.
Shout your loudest hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, don't go home and go and say that church. Yeah. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna church. God bless you. May take your seats.
Amen.
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 But we want to thank God for today. Go to see all of you again.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. So we want to thank God for today. We thank God for the wonderful testimony we heard about Good Friday. This Good Friday is going to be something else.
Good Friday,
and I want every one of you to make it a point to not only to go, but also to receive your miracle. And to receive your breakthrough.
And
you don't have to come alone. Remember the time that Jesus was meeting some people in a room. And some people came with their friend who was not well. They couldn't find a way of getting to Jesus. But they wanted healing for their friend. So they took the friend onto the top of the roof and started removing the roof. Just so that the friend will be saved and be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is somebody who needs to be saved and there's somebody who needs to be healed. And this Good Friday,
that's our Good Friday way.
You have to force to bring the person. I'm sure the person couldn't walk on his own. Because they brought him on a stretcher. But the person got his healing. Don't say that it's going to be too much of a burden to take this person to the Good Friday service. Somebody needs you to carry him or her to the ground. For healing. And most importantly, also for salvation. So this Good Friday, coming Friday.
It is our Friday we are here, Good Friday.
All of us are going there. Hallelujah. And then also, I want each and every one of us to promise that we'll take at least 5 people to the Good Friday service. Is it a difficult thing to ask of you? Five souls to the Good Friday service. And don't go and take 5 souls from Assemblies of God or 5 souls from Pentecost. Take 5 backsliding souls or 5 souls who don't go to church. And if you have to take an Uber, a taxi.
For Uber and a taxi.
Take 4 people, including yourself. Don't say you are waiting for a bus, you are waiting for
this.
Look, just put them on a taxi and say, let's go to the
Independence Square.
When you finish, you look for another Uber and call and take the person back. You are going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say you are going to be blessed. So let's all try and force. If you have 2 cars,
so, car me, no.
Let your wife pick 5, you to pick 4, you to pick 4. And make sure that people go to the Independence Square for the program.
Independence Square programming.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's going to be very powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure we'll announce it again to emphasize. But again, also coming Sunday.
It's
our swollen Sunday.
Swollen Sunday.
Now listen. I've seen this many often. When we say that people shout,
hey,
I know a brother, he was going to get married. By the way, I bring you greetings from wherever I went to in the name of Jesus. And I miss you all. Amen. Home sweet home.
If you're the Angasa.
I didn't know that I love you people like that.
I miss
you.
My friend Wankasa. My friend Wankasa.
Like I'm a tampopo.
My friend will say I'm a tampopo.
So as I'm seeing your face like that,
I'm so
excited and happy. Amen. Including Amen. Your face. And your face. Hey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This brother was going to get married.
Nah,
and when he announced the wedding,
the whole
church shouted,
hey.
So he came to see me that we should increase the chairs. First, I told that we should do it on Sunday.
No, we do it on Saturday.
But the way the people responded to the announcement,
he's
very popular and people will come. And then he said, we'll do it on Saturday. They said, we should increase the chairs.
Because
the second Sunday, even the shout was louder.
The second Sunday,
people went to carry him. And I told him, brother, this thing, I've seen it before. I've seen it before. Oh, no. I'm very popular. People know me.
Popular.
The whole church, they know me. So we also, he himself went to rent the church and on the Saturday when we came, where were all the people shouting, hey! Hey! Look, those days it was at Cornerstone.
Yeah, Cornerstone.
And the place was empty. And in fact, the brother developed a certain head. Eventually, he left the church, actually. Eventually, he left the church. Since that day, I've learned to accompany every A with action. Because some of you saying A, you know even that next week you are traveling. You know that next week you are traveling. And yet you are saying A. Do you get it? So this A, at the close of service, we have a sheet of paper. You will sign a covenant. You are going to sign your name and a covenant. We are going to put it. We are going to put an offering bag. Come and put it and say, Lord, the people say, this is what they are here. This is what they've accompanied with. Okay, so then let me continue. So, Swollen Sunday,
in the Swollen Sunday, no?
We are expecting every. That's why it starts on Good Friday.
Yeah, but shall I see a Good Friday.
So, the four people you are taking to Good Friday, your mind
Good Friday, no?
And your intention should be that you are bringing them back also here for
Swollen
Sunday. We are not just taking them and leave them. We are bringing them and we are hoping that at least some of them will be born again and stay in church forever. So, Swollen Sunday, we expect everybody to bring somebody. Listen, we are going to hide canopies and put it all over there. And we are expecting that every place will be full. And how many of you are going to be part of filling this place with a Swollen? Lift up your hand and see. Everybody has a friend. If you are sitting and don't have a friend, we have to investigate. You have to investigate your origin and where you are coming from. So everybody will be part of what we are doing. Because God wanted to give Abraham a blessing. He told Abraham that you are going to be a father of many nations. At that time, Abraham had not seen a child, his own child. So there was nothing to believe. So God told Abraham, come out and let me show you something. So Abraham came out and he said, look at the sky. And look at the stars. Can you count them? And said, so shall it be that your descendants will be like that. Now what God did was that he made him to have an image, picture of something to work for. He gave a certain hope to work towards it. So sometimes when you see something, you begin to have it. That's why some of you need to draw your houses and put it in your rooms. Keep looking at it. Keep looking at it. Keep looking at it. You need to take a picture of the car you want to drive and put it where you often pass. Keep looking at it. One day, just as Jacob did to the speckled sheep, one day, you see that you'll be handling it. People don't know that is why we started weddings on Saturdays. There was a time I wanted to see a certain number of people in the church. And I wasn't seeing it. So I use this principle that we shall have the weddings on Sundays. So that at least the people will come. So we started having the service on Sundays. Then with time, the people were coming as visitors for the wedding that our church numbers were growing. They became the members of the church. Because as we kept seeing, it became us. So when you keep doing things like that, it becomes you. So some of this is one day somebody was criticizing me and he said the church is not big, it's only Sunday weddings. First of all, the person didn't know that Sunday weddings, people get born again. Where is Brother Aram?
Aram,
where is Aram? Is he in church? Aram joined the church out of a wedding that he attended. He's a pastor leader doing so well. And there are many more people. You see, sometimes when you don't know why people are doing things, you don't know why the person is doing it. Today he has Basenta, he's doing so well. He joined the church out of a wedding. Do you get it? So you may take your seat. So, but anyway, eventually the numbers we have seen at the weddings became a rare numbers. Hallelujah. That is why normally I say that your salary shall become your tithe. When we say that, all that we are saying, I see, because you keep hearing, you are going to get a job that will make you use that salary as your tithe. It means your finances shall increase. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And listen, you must not be tired of hearing faith worth. Faith works. But they work. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So when you keep hearing this word, they come into you. But then realize they have made you. And then suddenly you have got that job you are looking for. You have got that miracle you are looking for. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today is Triumphant Sunday.
And then
Palm Sunday is the day Jesus triumphantly entered into Jerusalem, isn't it? Good. What was he going to do? He was going to... Can you imagine? You know you are going to die. And you are going with joy. And dancing.
Hey.
But this is the day that Jesus did, isn't it?
It's journey
for our salvation. That is why it is appropriate for us to talk about soul winning. Soul winning. Soul winning. Witnessing and soul winning.
Amen.
So I have titled today's message, and it's going to be very brief. So we have a few things to do, and then we will close and be happy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you want to be happy? Receive happiness in Jesus' name. Anything that makes you sad, in the name of Jesus, we neutralize it in Jesus' name. Some things, when you are happy and it comes to your mind, suddenly your joy is taken away from you. You become scared. We neutralize and take it in Jesus' name. Sit down. Soul winning and evangelism. Soul winning and evangelism. Matthew chapter 24.
Matthew 24.
Watch therefore, Matthew 24, 42, following. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord will come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Underline the good, if the good man of the house had known, we'll come back to it. Verse 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Who does a favor wise servant whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? To give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over his goods. Verse 48. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth in his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant and to eat and to drink with the drunken. Verse 50. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now remember that the Bible says in the verse 42 following.
Verse 42, no.
Or verse 43. Verse 43.
He
said, but know this, that if the good man of the house had known, if the good man of the house, so from the beginning, somebody is a good person. From the beginning,
if you are chassis, you know,
somebody is a good person.
No, be any papa.
Now, when you go to verse 45,
45 so
he said, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord had made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. So now this good servant at this stage, God is saying, who will be a faithful servant? Who will be a faithful servant? Hallelujah.
Amen.
A faithful and a wise servant, who will be? And what makes one a faithful and a wise servant? What makes one a faithful and a wise servant? When they say someone is faithful, it means that something that was committed to your hand, you have looked after it well. It means you have been constant. You have been faithful. You have been constant. You have been regular. You have not been disappointing. When they say you are faithful, do you see? So when they say, who does that faithful and wise servant? What makes you a faithful and wise servant? It means something has been given to you that you are expected to do work with it and be faithful with it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means that something has been committed to you that you may have to give account of. And who is that faithful servant?
Now, why is that kwana odino kreno?
In the first place, I want you to know that as Christians, God has committed something into our hands. And when He comes, He should find us faithful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He should find out faithful.
Now,
who is a wise servant? We know a faithful servant that the person will be regular, constant, consistent. What again? Constant, regular, consistent, obedient, reliable. Obedient.
Obuadie,
I respect. Obedient. Reliable, loyal, trustworthy. Amen. So that is why then what is a wise servant? How many of you want to be referred to as a wise person? Wise person. Now, if you want to see a wise servant in the term of Christianity, you can find it in a soul winner. Because Proverbs 11:30 tells us a wise person.
Proverbs 11:30.
He said, the fruit of the righteous, the tree of life, the second part. And he that winneth souls is what? Hallelujah. So to be a wise servant means that you are a soul winner. It means that faithful and wise servant is a wise, faithful, consistent soul winner. A constant soul winner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
An addict soul winner.
A dogged
soul winner. That is a wise and a faithful person. Hallelujah. That's a wise. So if you want to be wise, you know, in the world, there are things that make people sound wise.
He's very wise.
He's very wise, so because he has given you some mathematical equations to solve your issues. He has bamboozled you with some legal terms and things for you to get out of your situation.
He's very wise.
Yes, we need the wisdom in those areas for the world to go on. But for a Christian, what makes you wise is when you are faithful to God's command to you. What God has given to you to look after. Amen.
Amen.
So a soul winner is a wise person. And I want you to know that God has committed something to us. And we need to be faithful in that thing. Amma, we need to be constant, unchangeable. And what has God committed to us? Matthew 28. God has given us a simple and a powerful instruction and a message. And often, God's instructions are very simple. God's instructions are saying they are not like a woman who has made a face so much pancake and like, you don't even know whether it's a Ghanaian, Chinese or Chinese Ghanaian. Simple. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 28 verse 18 to 20.
Matthew 28.
This is what God has committed to us that we have when to be faithful. This is what God will come one day like a thief
now
in the night. If you are listening to me. And come and ask you to give account of. Not your chambers. Not your drawings.
And your drawings.
No. Not that.
And you're no cry.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
That's
it. To me, nina ra, eye woze. All power.
To me, nina.
To me, nina ra, eye woze. All power, including all powers. What are these all powers supposed to be used for?
You
see, all power. Power to break evil spirits. Power to come out of every problem. Power to get out of financial situations. All power. Is there any power that is not included in this power? Is there any power that's not included in this power? All power is given me in heaven and in earth. It means this power operate both in the earthly realms and the spiritual realms. And let me tell you, so many things that are on earth here, they are also in the spiritual realm. And often, things will not happen here if they are not accepted or they don't happen in the realm of the spirit. That is why when Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray, he said, as it is in heaven, as it is in the unseen realm, as it is in the realm of the spirit, let it be done here on earth. It means that it must first exist in the realms. And that's why I said, whatever two or three of you shall agree or binding here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And loosing here on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Why must it be bound in heaven? And why must it be loosed in heaven? Because until the heavenlies give up, nothing will happen. And just that power to do that is given to me.
Hey,
that power is given to Jesus.
To me, Jesus.
And listen,
Muntie.
Go ye therefore.
Munkosa.
In other words, he's giving us backing with that power.
Or the sad to me no
like, are you hearing it? He's giving us a backing with that power.
Or the sad to me no Brian.
When he mentioned power,
or kasafa to me one.
Then he said, now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. I am with you with my all power. Always. All way. All the ways you go. All the directions you go. I am with you to show my power. And people shall see my power. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You want to see power? Go the way. And he will follow you all way. All way and show you power. And some of you are going to see power.
Na yemu bi ebehu tumi bi
o. When I say power, I'm not talking about. You know, it takes power to make break some of you where your financial situation is. You need power to break
tumi bi am we fi sadi enim.
Hey,
hey.
You realize that
unim say
you need something extra.
Unhia bibia esin ya wo sisi ya.
And you can't go to juju.
Na won timi ko juju so.
In the name of Jesus.
Ewo Yesu din.
So it's Jesus' power, you know.
It's yes,
so it includes all this. Power. Look, who told you men know day?
When I say men in you.
Who told you men know day?
When I say men in you.
Men day.
Men ma wo ho.
Ah. Men, where they for marry you?
Men ma wo ho.
Men. Your choice day.
Nyao shene bi ho.
Somebody receive one man in the name of Jesus.
Kibakeo yesidim.
Men day.
Amen.
And when that power is with you always, men shall come your way in the name of Jesus. Look, it doesn't matter what man you are looking for. Along the way, men shall come there in the name of Jesus. Who told you woman no day? Who told you woman no day? Woman of all shapes and sizes day. You want it big, you want it slim,
you want it slimmer.
All way. He will be with you. And command the woman's and the men's to come your way. Some of you have not gone the way. That's why you are being seen. He says, I am the way. You have not gone on the way. Some guy has been sitting in Uber all these days waiting for you on the way. But you have not started the walk on the way. Always. Some people say always. But I don't know why I prefer the always. I'll be with you always. Even unto the end of the world.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus is not like a man who will leave you when things are hard.
Yes, until Obama will be jealous and your mom Eddie.
Jesus is not like my wife, who would have led me to die in the water. Do you remember that story? Do you remember that story? No husband should forget that story. And no wife, if a man is wrapping you and giving you all the wraps, I love you. You are the oxygen I breathe. You are the this and that.
It'll be wrapped, sir.
Let the person know that a time will come you leave me. The day when my wife screamed to the woman not to go back to pick the man from the water, I realized that nearer my God, you are my only love in the world.
Hey!
Some of you, because of a man, you don't come to church. Because of a man, when your percentage leader calls, you don't take the phone. Because the man has told you that your church, when you go, don't come home early.
So
we don't get time to go and watch films. We don't get time to spend together. One day, this man will leave you here, you see. He will leave you here.
He
will leave you, and your heart will be torn into four pieces. You'll be walking when they ask your name, you are a woman, but you say you are a man. So Jesus has committed this great commission. You see, this is what God has given to us. He has given to us, and he expects us to be faithful in this one. And this is our wisdom. This is our wisdom. And this is our strength to win souls for God. To win souls. This is what will give us breakthrough. This is what will make God's power be demonstrated in our lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, as we have gone along, many have changed the original command. Haven't you seen that it's not often that you hear this particular thing about soul winning?
Well,
that is the main thing God has given to us. Main thing. So what it means that we have not been faithful. Good man that God has given you a command, now you have not been faithful. We've changed it. We've changed to many other things. And we have made those things that will follow us become the main thing. That's why we are not catching them. He says, as you move, the things will follow you. Then now we are rather following them. That's why we are not catching them. We have changed it. And that's why even many Christians don't want such preaching. Many Christians want preaching that talks about everything but not this. Preaching that does not make any meaning. You can't make any head and tail of it. It doesn't say anything about the main thing that will make the power be demonstrated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Bible says we should stay faithful. Some people can come and say your pastor is not powerful. He's always preaching about the ABCDs of the faith.
Hey!
Now, the thing that Jesus came to die for has become ABCD. Now, you are talking about Aaron's beard and Aaron's clothes and all manner of things. What does it got to do with us? Word salad. Unimportant things. Sometimes when you see some of the banners and the theme, lose that goat and let him go. Who is the goat? Lose that goat. And many other ones. A humble lion with an eagle eye. Hey! Charlie. And when you hear this, you say, wow! This convention will be kabungam. This convention will be a lion with a humble eye. With a lion with an eagle eye. A lion with an eagle eye. Wow. And which one again? How to receive standing ovation or innovation for ovation. Hey. Kill your lion and eat your honey. Hey, can you imagine? Kill your lion and eat your honey. What a word. That day,
Sabreno.
Kill your lion and eat your honey. But when you see the banner, go ye therefore and preach the gospel. You ask yourself whether it's a Bible school or a seminary. You'll be, what is this convention? It's not attractive. Hey. But the main thing is what we should be faithful to. My time is going. He said, who then is a faithful servant and wise servant whom his Lord made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? It means that a faithful servant also preaches the word in season. A word in season. A faithful servant speaks a word. And what season are we in? I tell you, if there's any time we should preach the gospel of salvation, it is now. It is now that the church must stand strong and tall and preach the word of salvation. Let me tell you something. Sin has greatly increased. Hey! The things people are doing. That's why that six-year-old boy, girl can tell mommy, mommy, I know things. People know things. People don't be deceived at all. People know things. Sometimes when you are preaching, you say something, you say, why are you saying things that are in the church? There are people, they know wilder things than we are saying in the church. They know wilder things. They say, you mentioned the breast, you mentioned the buttocks, you mentioned, other than the pastor, woman, when you look at you. You don't bring yourself. Do you know what they are watching on the look, one day in a church service, the pastor was preaching. Somebody was looking at a friend sitting in the church. And the person was looking on her phone. Thought he was listening to me. Looking for the Bible. He was watching nude pictures. Yes. Nude pictures. Hey, People know things.
Oh.
And some of you are part of them.
Yes.
Some of you, when we close from church, you go and open your pornographic site and watch people having sex. All manner of people are in the church. You are using your mouth to sing songs in the church. And you are using your hands to be usher in the church. And
you are,
the things your eye they see.
Hey.
They are my people. You don't know. Listen. When you see a church like this, don't be deceived. The things that my people here know. You and I be confused. If they tell you things, sometimes when you are doing marriage counseling and you are talking, the people will be looking at you and say, oh, they are new things. But you
marriage
counseling
now.
Okay. Well, they are not married, though. You don't know where they got the new things from. It's not like new things they've read or new things they've done.
I see.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay. So, as Christians,
say a Christopher, no.
God has given us meat to give to people. We must be faithful in that meat. You listen to John chapter 4.
John 4.
John 4, 27. John 4, 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? Verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men. So Jesus has witnessed to somebody.
Yes,
and the person has saved and the person has left the water pot. Then verse 20 says, come and come. See, he told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. So it's like Jesus has witnessed, and the witnessee has received the word, and the witnessee has gone to also bring other people to come for Good Friday, to come to church and to see what salvation means. Then they went out of the city. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Master, eat. He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore saith the disciples one to another, had any man brought him out to eat? And then Jesus said unto them, what did Jesus say? Can we all say it together? If you don't have your Bible, you can look on the screen. What did Jesus say unto them?
My meat.
Now let's start.
Jesus said unto them.
Let's say it again.
Jesus saith unto them.
Listen. All of us are saying it, including Anita. Let's all say it together. Ready, go.
Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him.
Oh, it's not on the screen.
And to finish his work.
Okay, sorry. Take your Bibles. Every Christian should come to church with a Bible. He said that my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Do you see? So the meat, we have to be faithful in the meat of the word that has been committed to us. And as long as you are doing it, you don't even feel hungry. You don't feel poor. You don't feel tired. You don't feel hungry. The meat is what you need to make it in life. Hallelujah. And so we need to preach and be faithful. We need to give the meat for the people to eat. Not when it is past. You know, when someone dies, salvation no longer is meaningful.
So obi
while the person is alive, that we should preach the word. Because we don't know when they will die. What is the use of meat to anyone who is dead?
So obi who are
dead. It's nothing. It is when the person is alive that he will have or she will have need of the meat. What's the use of the word of salvation to an unsaved soul that is dead? And let us not be deceived that people are saved. All those nice things we say at funerals, they are not true. We all know that your father was not born again. We know your mother was not born again. You are just trying to convince yourself you were saved. When you had to preach the word, you didn't do it. Listen, Bible says in John 4:35. The same John, my meat is doing my father's will. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. In other words, don't say that there's time. There's time. He said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field. For they are white already to harvest. So don't say, oh, Swollen Sunday can be next week. Swollen Sunday can be next 2 weeks. There's yet 4 months. Can't we wait a little more, bit longer? When, do you know when that person who needs the meat will die? Do you know? When that person who needs that meat will die? That is why we don't have to say, I will come. It like a thief in the night. We don't know when that person will die. That is why we all have to be wild this Good Friday. As if the person is going to die tomorrow or Saturday. Put them and say, let's go for you to receive salvation. Swollen Sunday, be as though the person's whole life depended on that. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus wants us to be faithful.
Linda,
in winning souls, you become a faithful and a wise person. And then look at what happens to you. Verse 46. Blessed is that servant.
Blessed.
May you hear the word, you are blessed in Jesus' name. May people look at you and say, this man is blessed. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
It's like
you have been given something. When he comes, will you be doing the same thing? So doing means that something was given to you and you are started doing it. When the person who gave you that thing comes, will he find you so doing? And the Bible said that you are blessed when he comes and you are doing the same thing. Vero, are you here with me? You are blessed when he comes and he finds you so doing. What is so doing? So doing means that you are preaching the same way. You have not changed. So doing means that you are doing the same thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have not changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verily, I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. I see the Lord making you ruler over plenty things in Jesus' name. Bacenta leaders. In so doing, you are going to receive power to rule. If the Lord finds you in so doing, you will be blessed. Listen, blessings, you see, supernatural blessings. Blessings actually come from God. Blessings come from God. Helen, do you know that? Blessings come from God. And blessings comes when God finds you faithful. In so doing, he will give you the power. Blessings. You rule. You have plenty. Don't go chasing after things. And you know this goes together with Matthew, our popular
Matthew 6:33.
Seek it first. Do so. Ruby, do so. Some of you, how many of you are believing God for some blessings?
Some of you,
the blessings you are believing God for, you come to church, and then you go to other places, when you see those fantastic billboards and themes. Because you want to go and take your honey in the lion. But you don't know that, you see, the blessing is actually in this. The blessing is actually in this. Bishop always says that
Bishop
when he was starting the crusades,
crusade,
he thought he was going to be poor.
No,
but
in so doing,
God has rather blessed him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In so doing.
Oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
So you are blessed if you do so. And you shall, God shall make you ruler over his goods. And what are the goods of God? Money. Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything here is for God. You rule. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, by center leaders, all of you want blessings. Go and do so winning. Go and do so winning. Don't be tired. Because you don't know when the Lord of the house will come. Tell your friend. Hit your friend and say, look, you don't know when the Lord of the harvest will come. Shake your friend.
Say,
listen to what pastor is saying. And let me tell you, no friend is too young to receive the word. And no friend is too old to receive the word. Go and look at 13-year-olds, what they are doing. 13-year-olds. What they are doing, you were 40 before you started even understanding it. So nobody is a child. And so we can't, somebody say, this only children are in there. What do you mean by that? 10 years! They know things. Amen.
Amen.
So we should be found, be so that God can bless us.
Listen,
this church, as we so do, people will come here and they will keep saying that these people, they are rich, including you. I said, people come and say, these people, they are rich, including you. Oh, you are not receiving it. People will see a lot of cars parked here. And some are parked outside. They will think we sell cars here, including your car. Why?
Dainty.
Because the Lord will find you in so doing.
What he
committed to you are doing.
Oh yeah.
And God will bless you.
No, bless
you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to verse 48. So, this is the faithful and the wise one. God found him. Look, some of you, your nothing is working in your life. Try this key. Win a soul. Bring four people to church. Take four people to Good Friday. Continue on them.
Soul in Sunday.
Continue on them. Every Sunday.
Sunday be a...
You will see, you wake up one day and you realize that something has changed in your life. And you don't know what it is. Verse 48. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, he started with a good man. Then he became a wise and a faithful servant. Now the same person is an evil servant. And who is an evil servant? An evil servant, the one who will stop serving meat to the people. Who will stop being faithful in that which the Lord has committed to your hands. This is an evil servant. And may we not be found to be evil servants. Hallelujah. Everyone who comes our way, let us serve him the meat. And our best meat is the meat of give your life to Jesus.
It's
the meat of believe in the Lord Jesus your Lord. You shall be saved, you and your household. That is the first meat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Bible says that that person shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servant and to eat and drink with the drunken. You know, as the Lord has tarried, as it happened in the Bible days, in the days of Paul and the rest, People said, let us eat and drink. When God said he would come, we have waited. Even this was AD, AD 10, AD 3, AD 4, AD 20. After the death of 20 years after the death of Christ, they were saying God has delayed. And they say, let us eat and drink. Now that is 2,000 years plus.
2,000 years plus. No?
He has even more delayed. So, this man, I don't think he'll come again. I don't think he'll come again. So, if they said this is the time that you rather say, oh God, now I'm baby. So, now you change your message to daily good Christian living messages. Good Christian living messages. Hey! Marriage 101. Good Christian messages. Because the Lord has delayed. Now let's see what will make us happen. This is what happens if you are not faithful. You can easily. And those things, you see all those messages, they are good. Eating your honey in the lion. It means, what it means, that your bitterness will become sweet one day. So it's good. It's good. But eat your meat properly. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says that when you delay, you see, when the Lord delays, people tend to so many other things. And then you, that's when you start doing nonfa. You start doing nonsela. Because you don't have anything to do. I've arrived. So you have nothing to do. It is when you don't have anything to do that you can go and join yourself with drunkards and say, let's eat and drink. And begin to fight one another. Listen, if you look at the souls around
there,
you will never think that we are okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will never ever think that we are okay.
Won't mean kase, yeah, okay.
The only reason why you have stopped and you are fighting against amongst yourself is that you have stopped winning souls. If there is work to do, you will not have time to criticize one another. And shall begin to smite his fellow servant. His fellow servant. Because you don't have anything to do. If you were aware of the souls around, you don't have time to criticize one another. Look at the souls around. So much souls. And you are criticizing others who are doing the work. Recently, somebody told me that a Christian was saying that God will curse us. We, the church, God will curse United Denomination Loyalty House here. God will curse us. So I asked, Pachimo. That means why?
Maybe say, oh, dainty.
That's Russian for why. Pachimo.
Dainty.
I asked, why?
Dainty.
Then,
I say,
she said that the person said that, how? Why should we tell Basenta leaders who don't have money to use their own money to pay for buses and bring people to the church? So that is why we'll be cursed. I mean, that's why we'll be cursed, though.
That
we are telling the Basenta leaders who don't have money. We should have even told them to die. We should have told them to give their life for Christ. We should have told them to die for Jesus. We should have told them to walk to wherever and come back. But this is a Christian, obviously,
now, where a Christian, yeah,
who has stopped serving meat. So he has nothing to do. She has nothing to do. Now it is to smite fellow servants. He has nothing to do. If there are souls in your area, if there are souls in your office, and you are mindful of them, you would have rather come to ask us, how do we manage to tell Basenta leaders who don't have money to still be able to use money to bring people to the church? You would rather come and ask instead of criticizing.
You
rather come and ask and say, this is a wild thing. This is a wonderful thing. This is a good sacrifice. How do you manage to do that? One day I went to a church and I was telling them that all the lay pastors, you don't pay them.
Say your pastors, lay pastors,
and all these lay pastors, you don't pay them. Sometimes you get phone calls from people in the church. There are people who don't give them money for phone calls.
Yeah, mom must cast some phone fro.
No. They call you on their I'm one they get the credit. They call you. And when I said, the pastor said that this can never happen in our church. He said, no. And then even to say that we are here till after 8. By 1:30 this
year.
Coca-Cola and zero Coke. But now they are saying that, look, it's time. Instead of coming to ask,
come baby, say,
how we did it, you are rather criticizing. And I was so shocked. I said, is that how Christianity has become? That a Christian, what? You see, so it's like, how many of you will be surprised to see a lion on the car park? We went out and we saw a lion. How many of you will be surprised? All of us will, how many of you will be surprised? You see a lion walking on the car park. I think you don't understand the English. Me say, why would you be here? When you go out and you see lions walking here, how many of you? Okay. Now, how many of you be surprised when you go and see cars parked there?
Who say cars or car park?
But it's normal.
Normal.
See, so why must it be a strange thing to a Christian? That Christian leaders are encouraged that bring buses to church with souls without we giving us money. Why must it be so strange to a Christian? Something that should be normal is now a strange thing. Why? Because we have stopped serving meat. And we are serving different things. And you watch and see. These Christians, you say you are cursing. This church, you say we are cursing. You shall see with your eyes. Every single curse is 10 times blessings that we have. And then every single person who you think you are sympathizing with, one day the person will come and see you and say, you rather look sad. The Basenta leader, you Basenta leaders too, don't make yourself so sad. Look, it's something powerful God has given to you. Don't make yourself so sad. No. Do it with joy. Do it with gladness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will bless you. Don't listen to those who have stopped serving meat and are criticizing. You know that if you're busy working, you don't have time for anybody. Because you're already busy. It's when you don't have anything to do. We could have just made a small church. We all know ourselves. When we come, we see ourselves. And we're happy and go. The same souls. You become tired, and at a point, the only thing you need to do is to preach against other churches. But when every day you are getting new people, every day you are bringing people, you will see more work. And then the Lord will also make more rulers. More rulers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The other day, Basenta leader called me, Bishop, come and bless my car.
It has started.
I'll be blessing cars, dedicating cars, dedicating houses with Basenta leaders,
Fox leaders,
everybody who is a Basenta leader. I'll be dedicating cars. If the Lord finds you so doing, listen, no man can give you power or blessing. It's only God can give you that power. That person, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And you can experience that power. a church, we want to experience that power. Sit down. We want to experience that power. That is why this Good Friday, be like you are the only one going to fill that place. Tell the people, I will put you on Uber. Maybe you yourself, you haven't been taking Uber before. I will put you on Evan Bus. I will put money aside and take you to receive Jesus. And see if that Jesus will not let you taste power. As you are going on the way, as you are going on the way, I see you meet something on the way that you need in the name of Jesus. Always.
Always. Preaching.
So don't let anybody deceive you that, oh, they don't give us money. We are using our money.
Easter
is about using his life.
And it's
his life. His life. His life. He had the power to come down. But because of you, he used his life. You are using money, but he used his life. Even money, that's something that you can ask somebody for. But life, you can't ask anybody for life. Money, even if you don't have it, you can ask your friend for. You can even ask your pastor for it. If only you have a good heart and a good mind, and you genuinely don't have, you know you can find it from a friend, from a pastor, even from me. You can find it. But you see, immediately you were told, something whispered to your ears. Somebody who has stopped serving meat, who is not busy, whispered to your ears. And therefore, it just, from that day,
if it's Adam,
you made up your mind. And then your power is not coming. Your blessings are not coming. How many of you are believing God for bigger blessings? Listen, this Good Friday, I want all of you, take four people. If your bus center leader is bringing a bus, take them on the bus. Listen, let's give the bus center leaders problems. The problem will be that, how are they going to manage for buses for us? And let bus center leaders be put, there will be a platform. They will say, we have so many people here who don't have money for bus. We are overwhelmed by the people here. We need more help. Then you will see that blessings will be coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And then also, finally, can you take my sheet of paper around? Now you are going to make a covenant with God that this blessing, you are going to be a partaker of it. And nobody should be out of this. Nobody should be out of this.
It
will scare you into your blessing. After the word anakazo, when Jesus said you should go and compel, compel them to come, that compel is the word anakazo, and includes threats. If you translate the word to English, it includes threats. So use all means such as threats. So threaten the person that if you sign and you don't do,
hey.
And then the threat will put you into your blessing. Somebody's receiving a baby. Somebody's receiving a baby. Somebody's just signed a birth certificate. Somebody just signed money for a ticket. For holidays. Somebody's just signed for a lot of money to solve problems. Receive your blessing in Jesus' name. Receive your blessing in Jesus' name. Receive your blessing. You have started your journey on the way. You will see something. You will see something on the way. When Jesus finished talking to the woman, that day, she went and brought the whole city. You may come for the first time today, but you can bring to church, all your friends to church.
Jesus is the way.
the meat. This is what makes you see the power of God. And then God will answer your prayers. What you have said and signed goes with your prayer request. As you do, practically see it come to pass. Jesus is the only answer for the world. Let me know. If you write nothing on it, you know what you are expecting. As soon as you finish, bring it to the front.
To build my house, oh my child, I will build my house upon this rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? I will build your church. I will build your house. I will be like Nehemiah and build the house of God. I will build your house. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh. Church of God, yeah, like Ezra and Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, just like Zerubbabel, I'll be building your house, Lord. Oh, 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 yeah. I will build my house upon this rock. Gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Yeah. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? I will build your house. Church, I will be like Nehemiah and build the house of God. I will build your house. Mm-hmm. I will build your house. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Building, 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 and build a house of God. Building, 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 build the church of God, yeah. Like Ezra and Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Blessing come to you in Jesus' name. May God make his face to always shine on you. Something makes you disturb when you wake up at dawn. May that thing be removed from your way in Jesus' name. But let's take our seat again. Now please, if today is your first time of coming here, somebody invited you and you came, or you also invite, if today is your first time coming here, can you give me a wave? Oh, God bless you. 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 This is your first. Oh, put your hands together for them. Wow. Please give me a wave. Let me see. Give me a wave. Let me. Can you take your Bibles, your bag, your everything, your money, and come to me here? We want to give you a present. Take your Bible, your everything, and come to me here. Put your hands together for them as they come. Give them Lord a shout as they come.
Hallelujah.
Please, wherever you are, come. If you also invited somebody, you can go and bring the person and stand behind the person. If you came with any of these ones, come and stand behind them. If you came with any of this, I come and stand behind them. If the person is still seated, you can go to the person and bring the person. God bless you. God bless you. Please take your bag, take your everything. Put your hands together for them. You brought him. Oh, is that so? I've not seen him in the church before. When did he come to the church?
I should have been out by, sorry. When are you way by? Who took Quenka Ground?
Sorry. And he traveled and he came and he has brought somebody. Congratulations. God bless you. You too, bring somebody. Bring somebody. All of you here next week, come with four people. But those of you here, can you give them the present, the books? Don't write anything in it. Those who came with them, I hope you also came with your Bibles and your everything. Wonderful. This is how you become an international person. We are going to pray with you quickly. God bless you. Now, after we pray with you, you follow Lady Pastor Ama at the Kuna there. And then she will take you to our air conditioned room to cool yourselves. But you need to sit down properly and fill the form properly, and you'll be blessed. Why are you spying me like that? Who invited you? What's the name? Selassie invited you. You look like somebody who has come to stay, the way you are looking at me. And I know you have come to stay. Wonderful. So I want you to say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus.
I said, dear Lord Jesus.
I thank you that I came here today.
I thank you that I came here today.
As I stand here.
As I stand here.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That Jesus Christ.
That Jesus Christ.
Is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God.
As I stand here.
As I stand here.
I say willingly.
I say willingly.
With my mouth.
With my mouth.
That Jesus.
That Jesus.
Is Lord.
Is Lord.
He is the only one.
He's the only one.
Who can give life.
Who can give life.
And forgive sins.
And forgive sins.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
And I accept Jesus.
And I accept Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That from today.
That from today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. Because Radhi Yesu, me da wase. So what Jimmy? Enne, me da wase. So what Mama Tia wasem?
Me da wase. So Mama Tia wasem.
Me dema kuma mau.
Me dema kuma mau.
Me fa Yesu.
Me fa Yesu.
So me kraj enkwa.
So me kraj.
Me srau. From me boni nina chemi.
From me boni nina chemi.
Natural me ding.
I
won't come home on him. Abonsam. If you're Nerikwe, Menya would ye be you.
Menya would
ye. My yesu, dear.
My yesu.
Messumno. Minqua denina.
Medawasi
yesu.
Medawasi yesu.
So are Jimmy.
So are Jimmy.
Amen.
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 God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.